FAO and the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development have released the latest edition of their Agricultural Outlook Report. The report takes a look at the medium-term trends in production, the consumption of agricultural commodities, price and trade productions, and changes in human dietary patterns. This edition also includes a special focus on India. Here to explain the findings of the report is Mr. Holger Mathy, an economist with FAO in Rome. Mr. Mathy, first off, could you explain what information this outlook includes?
The OECD FAO Agriculture Outlook provides the reader with a plausible scenario of what we will eat in the next decade, where will it be produced, and what will it cost. We look at the future development in the markets for the main raw materials that make up our daily meals. In total, we cover about 30 commodities in about 50 countries and regions.
What is the report looking at specifically?
Well, the report is very complex, actually, but we start looking at the demand side of the market. And there we look at how demand drivers like income, population growth, social trends, how do they influence the demand for food, feed, and industrial raw products. That's the first step. As a second step, then, we look at the production possibilities. Who and where is able to produce more because the demand is growing. So we look at where is land available, where is labor available, where are the technologies available to provide production growth. And then we look at both sides of the markets and see at what prices can this production happen. What are the equilibrium prices that will allow that? But also policies are very important because we know that in agriculture, especially in the developed countries like the US or the EU, agriculture policies are an important driver. So we're also looking at their impact on the future of agriculture.
And with this particular report, what are the main findings?
Well, we find that the ongoing process of transformation of human nutrition will continue in the next 10 years. And this will bring about a lot of changes in agriculture. But one thing is important to remember that cereals are still at the core of human nutrition. But rising incomes, urbanization, other social trends, they lead to diets that are higher in proteins, especially, but also fats and sugars. That has important implications on how the value chains in the countries will shift, but they also have social implications. Good ones, because the nutritional status in many countries will improve, but we also have to worry about increasing obesity in many countries that comes along with the further improvement of nutrition. A second result I may point out is that as a result of these changes in demand, we will see structural changes on the production side. Because we are demanding more animal products, of course, the growth in the animal sector will be faster than the growth in the crop sector. And the crop sector itself will shift. We will see more resources devoted to the production of multipurpose crops like maize and oilseeds that are used for feed and also for biofuel, and not just for human nutrition like wheat and rice. So countries should be aware of these processes, and that's the purpose of this report, to start a discussion about the future of agriculture so countries can, and policy planners in these countries can adjust their policies so that they support these changes and farmers, especially also small family farmers, can take advantage of these new opportunities.
This edition of the Outlook focuses on India. What are the main findings in terms of India's prospects and challenges?
Of course, India is a very important country because of its size. Now it has the second largest population in the world and actually has the largest number of farmers in the world. So the data on India is very important. Even though India does not trade very much compared to its global size, the potential impacts from changes within India are huge. So that's why it is very important to keep a very close eye on India, to understand what is happening there, which way the agriculture sector is developing, and how the society in general is evolving.